Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
This is episode 1281. This is Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. And welcome. Welcome to the number one show in Apple Podcasts about job hunting. More episodes than any other show in Apple Podcasts. Probably in Stitcher as well, but I haven't looked there in a long time. And today's show is a really very simple one. It's about bad negotiating and bad interviewing. You don't want to make these mistakes, do you? Hope you find it helpful. Hope you don't make these mistakes any longer if you are. And with that, let's just get going. Let me check something out with you. If you sent me a resume and you said you were making $150,000, and I called you up, we had a detailed interview, and I said to you, great, your background looks terrific. Our client can only pay $130,000. Isn't that great? You'd be angry at me, right? You'd be angry at wasting your time to try and convince you to do something that only a fool would do. Take that big a haircut. Yet, when people send their resume to me, and my advertising or my outreach or my communication with them says, this is the salary level my client pays, and we do the exact same thing in reverse, and they turn around and go, well, you should be paying $20,000 more. After I've spent 20 freaking minutes with you, didn't you read? Didn't you see what I communicated? Why do you waste my time? This happens all the time. Job hunters think, consultants in particular think, that it's okay to go through this game. But if it were reverse, oh, terrible, terrible. So I just want to encourage you, be mindful for a change. Now, let me take that back. Be mindful of other people's time. Just because you've been treated badly doesn't give you permission to treat someone else badly. It's not like, okay, I got the bad experience, let me give it to someone else. And then they can give it to someone. No, it's not supposed to work that way. We all have the responsibility to put an end to it in our work. You don't get a pass because someone treated you badly. I don't get a pass because someone treated me badly. I still conduct myself as I commit myself to do, in a forthright and honest way, communicating best information wherever possible and saying, you know, I don't know. Let me get back to you. I'll do that all the time, but I'm not going to try and waste someone's time with a game like the one I started this video with. Why do you? Now, I'll simply say that for many of you, you just don't know it's the wrong thing to do. And matter of fact, for many of you, and I have to say many because I just see how job hunters go about their business, you act as though the skills needed to find a job are not different than the ones needed to do a job. And most of you really are not capable of job hunting. You find a job by accident. You know, you go through a lot of trial and error. You learn on the cuff. You get lucky, someone hires you. You think it's skill, but frankly, all the way through, you're being channeled through a process that takes you to this conclusion. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1280. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, people have lots and lots of questions. And although I've stopped really answering the questions that are messaged to me, I still have a few in the archives that I'm pulling out periodically at times where I think it'd be helpful for you, my audience. And this is one that talks about discrimination and whether it's allowed in this instance. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show. And if you're interested in my coaching you, listen to the end I have information there about how to contact me and what services I offer. By the way, there's a lot more information on my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. And come over to the site, go to the blog, go exploring. There is a mountain of information there for you. And with that, let's get going.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.